I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're joined by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Things panned out, Mike, in the last week a little different than most meteorologists were thinking. They thought hot and dry, and suddenly there was more rain in the forecast. Tell me about that and then what your expectations might be.
Well, you're absolutely right. That is what happened. And the reason it happened is because the upper level high that's driving United States weather essentially ended up a little bit further to the south than was anticipated late last week. That change became a little more apparent over the weekend, so that by Sunday night and especially on Monday, it was fairly apparent that at least part of the Corn Belt would receive a significant rainfall. Now, that did happen over the last 2 to 3 days, but keep in mind, it only really affected the northeast half of corn and soybeans. So areas from central and southern Illinois onto the west and south are still in need of more rain. The big question going forward, of course, is will these areas receive some rain? Well, the big issue that happens next week is a little bit different than what happened over the last week. Essentially, the big upper level high that is too far to the south to prevent rainfall this week ends up too far to the west to prevent significant rainfall next week. And so what we think is going to happen is that we'll see some pretty big thunderstorm clusters develop next week from Nebraska through Kansas, Missouri, and into the Delta. Maybe even parts of southwest Iowa could get a good rain next week. And before that even happens, a cool front moves on through so that everybody next week will end up fairly cool compared to where they have been. High temperatures generally around 80 with lows in the 50s and 60s, and a few thunderstorms during the transition within Saturday to Monday, including some of these drier areas of Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, and the Plains, and the Delta possibly even too. So basically, some more rain is coming up, and that takes us out to about 7 to 10 days into the future.
Boy, if that were to be the kind of weather we were to have in pollination, it would be a really good sign for the crop. However, it's a long way out. We're still pollination, probably not until around the 10th to the 20th of July, a bit later, depending on where you are in the primary corn-growing regions of the Midwest. What do we know, if anything, about that time frame?
Well, we don't know much because you're asking about a period that is 10 to 14 days into the future and even beyond that. July 3rd through 7th will be 10 to 14 days from now, and forecasting the weather that far out after just being humbled by a situation this week where more rain occurred than you expected leaves that period fairly uncertain. A number of our subscribers have been asking a question that we suspect many people would like to hear about, and their question basically is this. They know that the outlook for the summer has been for it to be warmer than normal with mixed rainfall, though some of the hints that have developed over the last week or two suggested that July should be warmer and drier than normal, fairly high odds for that. Now, all of a sudden, here we are looking at some rain. It's going to be cooler next week, and a lot of people are wondering, does that take all those risks off the table? Well, here's the most interesting thing that we think we can note. If you look at the main analogs to this growing season, for some time, our biggest fear has been for a 1983 or 1995 style heat wave to develop. That was mainly based on how warm it was over the course of the autumn and winter, also the diminishing El Nino, and also that it was really wet in the late fall and the early winter period. All of those conditions were met in 1983 and 1995, and they appear to be being met again. So that takes us into July, and you wonder, well, how can that really happen? Because, you know, it's suddenly looking cooler and wetter, at least in the near to medium term. Well, once you take the weather maps out from June and July of 1983 and 95, you see an interesting situation where June of those years had a big upper level high, not dissimilar to the one that we have now, kind of bouncing around the US, kind of like we have now. At the end of June of 83 and the end of June of 95, the heat was not in the central U.S., and it really wasn't in the central U.S. over the first week of July, for that matter, either. Basically, intense heat waves in 1983 started on July 7th and 8th, while in 1995, it started on July 11th and 12th, and then lasted through the rest of the summer. So that's still about 3 weeks out, and as of today's date, in 83 and 95, you could not have known that that was about to occur, just like we don't know now. We don't know if that's going to repeat, but all we can say is that historical observations have always suggested that that's one of the big risks going forward. If we get into the weather forecasting period a week from now, and we see that that's a very unlikely situation, well, then we'd have to change our tune and really think more about it. But it's just still a little bit too early to have confidence in what's going to happen in that period. And because of that, the risk is still there for that type of scenario to occur. You can just look out your window yesterday and know how hot it was across the southwest half of the Corn Belt. Much of Nebraska was in the 100s, same with Kansas and Missouri, even a lot of Illinois, well into the mid-90s. And that's a sign that the heat is out there somewhere. It's just not going to be here next week, and it probably won't be here in the first few days of July. After that, we just don't know what's going to happen.
So the same cautionary tale remains today, in your opinion, that you were telling us about in January and February and March and April and May, that it's probably going to be warmer than normal this summer, and that there will be a dry period. We just don't exactly know how soon it will come.
I say that's exactly right, but I would also argue that this isn't really opinion. We're basing all this on statistics and data and trying to find the years that best match this one. That's what the data tells us. Now, you always know that what happens in the past doesn't always have to happen in the future, and that's why we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, that's just what the data says, and, you know, you just have to kind of go with it and realize that that's the case. And, you know, whether or not it happens, who knows, but you just have to follow daily weather forecasts. And if it does start to happen, realize that this has happened before.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. I do appreciate you taking so very much time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. You have a great day and enjoy the rest of it.